Well, this is the closing market report for the 20th day of February. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. Her office is right here in Champaign County, Illinois. But today, she comes to us from the nation's capital. How is it in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's actually cloudy with some sunshine peeking through, so probably not a lot different than at home other than it's in the 30s. So it's halfway decent. They were having pretty strong winds. So the wind chills, they were all complaining about how cold it was.
You said, you don't know what cold is. You might by tomorrow. The Outlook Forum is scheduled for this week, and that's why you're in D.C. Tell me what's going on.
Well, the meeting starts tomorrow, and it offers an awful lot of interesting different forums other than, you know, Friday morning, of course, we'll have the acreage announcement as well as the ending stocks projections. And plenty of speculation about what may or may not happen there. But a lot of people from different countries here, France, Japan, China, and we'll be covering the whole gambit of everything from farm income all the way through cotton farming, sugar farming, pretty much every aspect, you know, the livestock side of things and poultry. So it should be interesting. Unfortunately, a person can't take in everything. But I'm going to try and bone up in as much as I can and get to talk to as many people as I can.
Well, we'll try to talk to you separately outside of our regular market interviews, maybe over the weekend or Monday morning sometime, and I'll put that on the air during the week next week and get your impressions of the Outlook Forum. But let's deal directly with the marketplace for today. Apparently, Japan's cutting back on its corn use.
Well, they are, and they're saying that they're trying to find alternatives, and it's primarily due to higher prices. Now, that's not good news for us because Japan has always been the largest consumer of corn that we've had on the export side of the marketplace. So whether they're waiting to see or whether they're threatening, you know, to see if they can put a kink into the marketplace, nobody knows. But, again, it's not great news. We do have China back in the market. China came in and bought 350,000 metric tons of wheat today, as well as buying wheat from Australia and Canada, and we expect to see some more bean sales there. We saw bean prices today go up and test 1492. They couldn't make the 1498 that we had put in before, so we saw profit taking come in. But until things settle down, and you know, China's probably going to play a little bit of catch up, I expect there'll be some pretty good support in that market.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking of exports just a bit, some of the reports have been delayed.
Yes, you know, because of the holiday on Monday, we will not have export sales tomorrow like we normally would. Usually wreaks havoc with the marketplace because that's the thing that the market looks forward to talking about every single week. So we won't see that until Friday morning. And, you know, Friday we're going to have cattle on feed report coming out. And it should be kind of interesting because they're expecting the on-feed number to be about 93.8, not a whole lot different from last month. Placement's at 100%, marketing's at almost 105%. And so we'll have to see once if that's true. I kind of believe it. Choice Select this week is down to 1.58. And, you know, that tells me that we've got an awful lot of, we're really tight. Let's just say we're really, really, really current in the feedlots.
Yeah, why don't you take us back through that ratio and do a little teaching at the moment? What's the 1.58 mean on the Choice Select ratio?
Well, when you look at the feedlot, if you have 75% choice, you usually get paid 100%. excuse me. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay.
So anyway, so let me normally would.
Yeah, go on.
Go ahead.
Well,
I was going to say, if you have 75% choice, they will usually pay you choice price on 100% of the animals. When you start to fall down to these levels, the Choice Select, where you have 1.5 choice animals for every one select animal, it's going to put pressure on futures prices just because of the fact that they are not as mature as they probably would like them to be, but there's a demand for the meat, so they're going to take them anyway, and you're just basically going to get less of a price for them.
Absolutely. This is changing topics just a bit. This is February, of course. It's crop insurance setting month, and we don't have very many days left, so we're starting to get pretty clear view of what those numbers will look like. What do you see?
Well, we only have 6 market days left after today, actually, and right now our average on December corn is at 570.5. So if we stay in this area, even if we go down to 560, we're still going to be very close to the number that we were at last year. on corn or on beans were at $12.97 5/8 as of the close today, and so very strong numbers again. You know, should most certainly bode well in case we get into any major problems again this year. And what it'll also do is, in most cases, we normally don't violate those numbers by much more than maybe 60, 70 cents below them on corn, maybe a dollar lower than that on beans. So, you know, it would probably put us down around the $5 level on corn and maybe the $12 level on beans. Once you have this set, farmers selling and everything slows down if you start to really, really drop the price. It's the same thing we've seen on nearby, Todd. You know, farmer selling pretty much is nil right now because of the fact that we've dropped the price back, although we looks like we're going to actually settle above $7 today. So that's good news again.
Yeah, so let's stay with the insurance for the moment, because I know the Stuart Peterson and you do not sell crop insurance. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so now when you talk to your clientele, how do you work crop insurance into their marketing plans? Because I'm sure that you do.
Well, I think, you know, there's no question about the fact that insurance is a key to managing risk. I can't see a farm going without having insurance. And right now, I think if you have the opportunity, 85% coverage on corn is certainly called for there. And having insurance coverage on beans is probably more important now than it's ever been when you look at the prices that we're at and input costs. We work it in from the idea that when you look at crop insurance, you cannot look at crop insurance as necessarily a risk management plan other than a disaster management plan. Now, we do have revenue assurance. There's no question about that. But again, you know, you have to be always thinking about the difference between having a disaster, let's say, and having a protected price where you know you're going to make a really good profit. So what we're always weighing all the time is, what are the benefits? If you have crop insurance, do you need to do options? Do you need to do futures? What do you need to do? And then look at the circumstances that individual farm is in and make that call. So it's not as easy as just a blanket saying you need to do this. But they are definitely two different instruments that are both valuable tools when it comes to managing risk.
There are a couple of items. You mentioned March corn probably would settle, and in fact it did, at $7.50, so it settled above $7 today. How important, just to the mentality of the marketplace, might that number be?
I think it's extremely important, and especially when you're headed into option expiration on Friday. You know, the big question will be, what option strike price will we look to hang? Now, on the other side, with the Outlook Forum announcing the numbers that they're going to announce on Friday morning, should they cut acreage, and there's some talk that maybe they will, should they cut acreage, I think then, you know, we could see a much higher old crop corn price rather rapidly, because it'll support the new crop corn price. But it's extremely important. I think that from a psychological standpoint, the minute that you go to $6.99, people feel that there's not much value, that the value is really lost, right, and it's one penny below $7. So I think it might bring a little bit of corn out of the country, but I'd be surprised.
So for reference, once we get to Friday morning, the trade is thinking acreage for corn at what, 99 million?
Yes.
Okay, and so anything below that's going to be a bit of a surprise for the trade.
I would think so. You know, now there's two sides to look at. The commercial side of the trade is thinking very much of the 97 million area. And so, you know, you have dissenting factions going on. We, of course, have Informa, and I think Informa is actually going to come out on Friday again. Now, if we would come in and let's say that the USDA came in at 99 million acres, it's going to be negative to the market. If Informa would come in and actually drop their numbers, I think it would stabilize really quickly, because It's a circumstance where one thing we have to remember is that this is an outlook number that has been determined well in advance of when it's going to be announced on Friday. And this is a number that's going to carry a trend line yield. And, you know, so that should be about 161.5, right in that neighborhood. And so it is just nothing more than an outlook and an idea to be able to, well, we have to remember that what that number does is guides the whole world from the standpoint of the end user and the producer and all the interlinked businesses in between. And so they're basically coming out. They're going to give us a number that's going to say, we expect you to have normal weather, and this is what it's going to be if that's the case. Then the trade will analyze where they expect things to be, and then ultimately that's where we'll go. But, you know, what the reaction is will be the different thing. It'll be either a dead nothing type of report, or it'll be a big reacting report, and then eventually reality comes back in.
Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
Jackie Vikes is with Stuart Peterson in Champaign, Illinois, talking to us by cell phone from Washington, D.C., where she'll be attending the Ag Outlook Forum sponsored by USDA tomorrow and Friday. We'll have more complete details from her on that next week, I'm sure. Coming up next, Dave Dickey will be here. He's your Director of Agricultural Programming and will help us take a look at the agricultural news for the afternoon.